So now we go back to this one-dimensional problem where there's, for free electrons, there's a parabolic dispersion relationship, and I just draw the Brillouin zone boundaries in. So here's the free electrons, and now I expect at these points the dispersion curve should bend over and hit the curve at 90 degrees, and that gives a structure like this. So the periodicity should cause diffraction at the Brillouin zone boundaries, and it will open small gaps in the energy. And here we see a parabola has been drawn, and then the Brillouin zone boundaries for a one-dimensional system would just look like this. And gaps appear at all of the Brillouin zone boundaries. So this is one way to plot the energy K relationship. And I have down here at the bottom the wave function as a function of position, and I've written it in block form because I argued in the last lecture that these wave functions always have to have block form. This is the type of solution that it has a translational symmetry. It's an eigenvector of the symmetry of the translation operator. So now I can take this block form is a periodic function. This is a periodic function with the periodicity of the lattice because it's using a sum over the reciprocal lattice vectors. And it's a plane wave multiplied by a periodic function. Now what I've done here is I inserted a 1 in the form of e to the I g dot r e to the minus I g dot r. So this, I didn't do anything to the wave function. The spatial part of the wave function looks exactly the same, but I insert here a 1 of this form, and then combine one of them out here with a k and push the other one inside the sum. I can push it inside the sum because this g0 is sum. I just choose one of the reciprocal lattice vectors as my g0, and then I can, that's a constant. I push it inside the sum, and what I get is, again, a plane wave multiplied by a periodic function. This is also a periodic function. It's a different periodic function than before because the structure factors have been shifted to a different g value. But it's also got the form of a Fourier series. So this is a periodic function, and this is a plane wave. And what I've been able to do by doing this was shift the solution one reciprocal lattice vector over. So these different drawings of the dispersion relationship is you can start out with this one and then shift this bit one reciprocal lattice vector over so it comes here. You can take this part and shift it one reciprocal lattice vector over so it comes here. You get this part of the curve. And you're allowed to change what you call this k up front as long as you change the periodic function in such a way that the wave function remains unchanged by the shift. This wave function here doesn't change when I choose which value of this of the plane wave that I've got out front. And the convention is to always choose this k value in the first Brillouin zone. So we're allowed to shift them around, and we take the solutions and we shift them all into the first Brillouin zone. And how you can construct, so here is the plot that you usually see, just the energies in the first Brillouin zone. If the k is outside the first Brillouin zone, it gets shifted back in, and this is the type of plot that you usually see, then all the energies appear in the first Brillouin zone. And a good way to make this plot is to start out with, I've got the k-axis here, and this is k equals 0, so there should be a parabola here. And then I draw in the first reciprocal lattice vector. So that means if this is a reciprocal lattice vector, then the Brillouin zone boundary will be halfway there. And at this reciprocal lattice vector, I also draw a parabola. And if I had drawn that nicely, they would have crossed at the Brillouin zone boundary. So I've got here another reciprocal lattice vector. Here's a Brillouin zone boundary. I draw another parabola like this. And then I can go out to the next one, the next reciprocal bisector would be out here somewhere, draw another parabola, and eventually that will cross into the first Brillouin zone and give me some of the structure higher up. So I just keep drawing these parabolas, and that gives what's called the repeated zone scheme. And then you cut out the first Brillouin zone like this. It's always symmetric. So if this is going out in the 1-0-0 direction, if you plot the -1-0-0 direction, it's always symmetric. So typically, people don't plot both directions. They just plot from gamma out towards x, and you get a dispersion curve that looks like this. And this is looks like one piece of that dispersion curve for silicon, because this is only going in one direction. Then you choose some other directions and plot the dispersion relationship, and it gives you the other solutions. Okay, so this is what it looks like in one dimension. And then